Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and indeed, it is a new season, it is a new day, it is a new year, and we give God all the praise and all the honor. We give him glory and adoration. We're excited about all that God has planned and is doing and is going to do as we continue throughout the course of this 2024 new year. God is taking us, and not only us, and when I say us, I mean his people and the body of Christ, as he said, from glory to glory. Are you ready for the ride? Are you ready for the journey? Are you up and prepared, hallelujah, for all that God is doing and the blessings that he has in store for you? Well, I pray that you are. Tonight, we're going to go ahead and dive into the Word of God, but before we do, we always like to usher in the presence of God with a song of praise. And then we're going to have Pastor Jasper go to the throne of grace and prayer. And then we are going to delve into the study of God's all-powerful, all-sustaining word. So listen and be blessed as Kirk Franklin brings forth titled Smile. Do you have a smile on your face and a song in your heart? Well, if you're a child of God, you've got much to be thankful for. So let's smile. To God be the glory.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds.
Another new year, another new time. Amen. Praise God. another new season in your life, praise God. We thank God for his holy word, his Holy Spirit. We'll let thine will be done, Father, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your new dispensation or your grace in our life, Father, for restoration, Father, for reconciliation, Lord, for rejoicing in your holy word, your holy presence, Father, your holy power, Lord, your holy protection, your holy provision, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your holy goodness, Lord, in our life, Father, that you lead, guide, and direct our path into newness of life, Lord, in Christ, Lord, to newness of your life and what we need to do for the things of God, Father, for your divine alignment in our life, Father, for our soundness of mind, body, and spirit on this new day, Father, in this new year. Let your will be done for the new manifestation of your word, Father. We pray that God will open our hearts, our minds to renew. I thank you, Lord, for the things of God, Father. We pray that God, that, Lord, you open doors, Lord, that no one can close, and open doors that no one can enter but us, Father, Lord, for favor upon our life, Father, for favor upon our family, Lord, for protection upon one another, Father, for this generation that we are living, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. Praise your holy name for your holy goodness as a kingdom citizen of this world, Father, as a kingdom citizen of heaven on this earth, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being an ambassador for Christ. We thank you for being a representation of Jesus, Lord, wherever you are, Father, in your job, in the marketplace, in your home, Father, wherever you are, for your family, for your children, Lord, stand the gap for one another, Father. And we praise you, and we thank you for your goodness, Lord. Let thy will be done, Father. Let thy will be done. And we are changed from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, Father, to your dominion, your honor, and your power, to God be all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We give God all the praise, and we thank him. Let's go ahead and delve into the word of God. But before we do, I always like to consecrate, praise God, myself, and I thank God for the consecration of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and I just ask, Father God, as I stand before you, Lord God, and have prepared, Lord God, to speak forth your word. I pray, Lord God, that you allow me to speak it forth with your anointing. Yes, Lord, that those that have an ear and an eye to see and an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the masses, that they will be able to receive. Now, Lord, let your word go forth tonight. And let it not return void, but let it accomplish everything that you have sent and purpose for it to accomplish. And we'll be certain to give you all the praise. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise God. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that you have your Bibles with you, because we're going to begin in a text from Psalms, verse 139. I'm sorry, Psalms chapter 139, verses 23 and 24. And it says this: Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my NIV version. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, God. Know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Praise God. Tonight I want to speak briefly to you from a topic entitled, It's Exam Time. It's exam time, everyone. It is exam time. What do you mean, Pastor Constance? I'm glad you asked that question. Praise God. You know, at the end of last year, most of the students that were in college, I know our son was, he was faced with final exams. And then as we begin this new year, many people began to look towards physical exams or annual physical exams. So it's a time of assessing at a variety of different levels. there was an article that was published by Consumer Reports, and they examined the most popular and preventive measure Americans take. And one of those popular preventive measures were annual physical exams. Yet, also, research has now shown that doctors are even starting to agree more advantageous for you to take a preventive approach to your health. In other words, taking a proactive approach to your health, not just simply doing an annual physical exam, because some even say that the annual physical exam ends up being a waste of time and waste of money. And that's actually coming from some of those that are a part of the AMA, a part of the American Medical Association. They're saying it's more advantageous to take a proactive approach to assess your physical health throughout the course of the year, to try and make sure that as you allow for these assessments to take place, that you are implementing what is necessary to keep your body in optimal health as much as possible, as opposed to waiting one time a year and taking an annual physical. Well, guess what? They're just doing and becoming, acknowledging this in the physical realm, whereas in the spiritual realm, God has always called us to do periodic assessment of ourselves spiritually, not just one time a year, but let it be ongoing, be judged. So let's talk about this, and not only annual spiritual exam, because again, at the beginning of this year, it's a key time for us to do this. Everyone wants to, at the beginning of the year, they're reassessing, trying to make sure that, you know, they're at the prime weight they're supposed to, where they're supposed to be. And then if not, they are going to the gym or working out, trying to lose weight, or they're trying to make sure that they're eating the proper thing and changing their diet. They're making resolutions of what they want to do to help to better improve themselves.
Yeah.
But what about our spiritual health? What about our spiritual health? Are we taking time to examine ourselves spiritually? Well, I'm calling forth a clarion call, asking that you do just that. Why? Because like any good test, this self-examination in the spirit is going to actually begin with a question. A question that comes forth in 1 Corinthians 6:19, and it says this, and it's talking about your self, your spiritual body. It says, guess what? Do you know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God, that you are not your own, that you've been bought with a price? So therefore, examine yourself. Therefore, examine yourself. Examine yourself spiritually. Examination is warranted. It allows us to lay aside any notion of our own personal rights and privileges and remind us that we as believers don't belong to ourselves. We've been bought with a price. We belong to Jesus Christ. It's a constant reminder that though our salvation in Christ is free,
mm-hmm.
yet Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price. As he laid down his life for us, defeating death, hell, and the grave, and then through the resurrection, conquering all the powers of Satan, redeeming us from the curse of sin and death, so that we do have eternal life in him. So as we begin this new year, my brothers and sisters, I challenge us to ask God to assist us in this spiritual self-examination, to reassess. The psalmist in Psalms 139, 23 through 24, as I read earlier, asked us for God's assistance. He says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, search me, and test me, and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You see, this self-assessment can only be done in its entirety with the help of God, because he knows us through and through. He knows our name. He even knows the number of hairs on our head. Psalms 139, verses 3 through 4 says, "You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways." God knows us. He knows us. "For there is not a word on my tongue," says the scripture, "that thou does not know, that, O Lord, you know it all together." God knows. He knows us. He knows us from beginning to end. He knows us. And yet, in spite of ourselves, oh, the great part of the love that God has for us is that in spite of our, still loves us. He still loves us. Oh, he is a good, good father. So let's review the rubric for this spiritual inventory and self-examination. First, this self-examination requires honesty and integrity. You're going to have to be honest with yourself. Honesty and integrity are a key in order that we have findings that reflect. Romans 12 and 3 reminds us not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought. Sometimes, even in the body of Christ, that spirit of pride has a way of creeping in to cause us to take what I call a little Jack Horner approach to self-assessment. That approach that thinks to ourselves, "Oh, what a good boy or good girl I am." Huh. Yet so we don't have to fall into self-deception, we should rather pray like the psalmist in Psalm 19 said, and ask, "Cleanse thou me from my secret faults," others. But I'm even talking about those faults that we've kept secret to ourselves. So tonight there are five key areas of spiritual self-assessment that are vital to our overall spiritual health. And so we're going to take a look and assess these five areas. And they are our heart, our eyes and ears, our mouth and tongue, our mind and thoughts, and then our spiritual gate. Again, those five key areas are our heart, that's one, We will assess our eyes and ears, that two. We will assess our mouth and tongue, that three. We're going to assess our mind and thought, that four. And then we're going to assess our spiritual gait, G-A-I-T. How are you walking? That's five. So let's get started. As you see, they're similar to a physical examination. But we're not looking for it in the physical. We're stepping over into the spiritual aspect and the spiritual realm for the assessment at hand. You see, the heart assessment area number one is the central or focal point of both our spiritual and our physical well-being. The heart is the central focal point of both our physical and spiritual well-being. And the primary purpose of the heart is to pump blood and oxygen throughout our body and deliver carbon dioxide back into our lungs to be removed. Yet the heart also serves just as an important spiritual role. You see, in the spirit, the heart is the central focal point of your feeling and your emotions. Without the cleansing touch of Almighty God, Jeremiah 1:7-9 states this. It says that the condition of man's heart in its sinful state, the condition of man's heart is deceitful and above all things desperately wicked. But the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit renders our heart available to let flow life issues. Those issues such as love flow from the heart. So that life issue of compassion flows from the heart. Life issue of forgiveness, it flows from the heart. Proverbs 4:23 shares that above all else, I thought this was interesting that it gave this command. It says, above all else, guard your heart. Out of it flows the issues of life. This verse is a call to protect your heart from this world's negative and sinful influences. We've got to protect our heart. You see, only God has the ability and the power to change the deceitful and desperately wicked heart described in Jeremiah 1. And only God has the power to turn that heart into the clean heart and right spirit. David petitioned God for in Psalms 51:10. David said, Lord God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And it's this heart that allows you to love your enemies. It's this heart, that clean heart and renewed right spirit, that allows you to pray for those who despitefully use you. It's this heart that allows you to love God with all your heart. Even amid the hurt and pain of brokenness.
Yes.
Because sometimes this life can bring to you certain issues and certain circumstances that causes hurt and brokenness of your heart.
Yeah.
But guess what the word of God says? The word of God says this. He says, a broken heart and a contrite spirit I will not despise. You see, because of God's unfailing and his unconditional love for us, God loves us. God loves us. And we can come to him and we can place our cares and we can place our concerns at the feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For he is Jehovah Rapha. He is the God that heals all hurts. He is the God who can take that broken heart and that contrite heart and restore it to a joyful heart.
Yes.
So again, beginning the start of this year, and we're going through this process of spiritual reassessment, spiritual examination to assess your heart. What type of heart do you have? What is the current condition of your heart? Is it truly a clean heart with a renewed right spirit? Assess your heart. And then the next step in this spiritual examination is an assessment of our eye and ear gates. Our eyes, you know, you should go periodically to the optometrist and have an eye exam so that you can have an assessment of your physical vision. And then you need to go periodically throughout the year to your knees and your heavenly Father so that you can have an assessment of your spiritual vision.
Amen.
You see, our eyes and our ear gates must also be guarded. Both are portals in the spirit realm that are essential to living a successful life in the overlap of heaven and earth. You must have your spiritual eyes to be able to see and your spirit hear what your physical eyes and your physical ears will not be privy to. God provides us vision to see through our spiritual eyes and look into the heavenly realm. He provides that through visions and dreams. He tells us that in these latter days, the old men will dream dreams and our young men will see visions as he begins to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. We'll be able to see through our spiritual, oh yes, God allows even in the 21st century, encounters and visions with angelic hosts. He allows also for you to be able to see through your spiritual eyes and obtain revelation knowledge of his holy word. Yet we will only receive the privilege of seeing into the spiritual realm if we protect our natural vision. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? Guess what? You must protect your natural vision, the things that you see in the natural with your physical eyes, from the sinful clutter of this world.
Amen.
We cannot see and filter through our eyes in the appropriate manner if we are watching things that are against the word of God. Against, if we are out there allowing our eye gates to be charged through sexually explicit movies, if we allow our eye gates to view pornographic material, if we allow our eye gates to read illicit books and then expect to use these same eyes that have been tarnished, where the eye gates have been tarnished with the sins of this world, that we expect these same eyes to be able to see into the spiritual realm of God. It will not happen. We've got to do an assessment. We've got to guard our spiritual eye gates and our spiritual ear gates. Likewise, as we protect our ear gates for our ears to be used to fill all the noise of this natural realm, our ear gates are to filter out the noise of this natural realm so that we will be able to hear the voice of God. Well, how are we supposed to do that? You do that by delving in to the study of God's word. Because, see, God already told us in John 10:27, he says that my sheep, they hear my voice, and the voice of another, John 10:5, they will not follow. So therefore, it is important that we are careful what we listen to. And not only is it do we need to be careful of what we listen to, we also need to be careful of the voices that we expose our ear gates to. We can't listen to the music with words that profane the name of God. We're not even to listen to the voices of those that speak contrary to God's word. We're living in a season right now, my brothers and sisters, where it's going to be essential that we begin to fine-tune, that we begin to modify, that we begin to assess and reassess where we are spiritually. God is calling for us to be able to step outside of those things that we have allowed ourselves to be and exposed to in this natural realm. We've got to be prepared more spiritually if we're going to operate in the overlap of heaven and earth. If we're going to operate in that place that God has called us to as he is taking us from glory to glory, then we've got to spiritually prepare ourselves. The help of Almighty God, it can be done. So next, in order, the reassess area of reassessment, as we've taken a look at our heart, as we've took a look at our eye and ear gates, the next area of assessment is to look at our mouth and our tongue. What are you saying? What are you speaking? We must recognize powerful the tongue is. You know, the word of God tells us that the power of life and death lies right between our lips. The power of life and death lies right between our lips. Scripture teaches that life and death lie in the power of the tongue. We must use words that line up the word of God. We must use words that build up and edify. We must use those words as they line up with the word of God and speak forth his word. The word of God tells us that we literally can speak a word and see things come to pass. We can literally speak a word and see things begin to manifest. We can declare it and decree it. God has given us the power right within our tongue to bind things on here on this earth, binding and loosing whatsoever that ye bind shall be bound in heaven. Think about that. Think about that, saint. That whatsoever we bind and speak to bind on earth, God, it registers in the heavenly realm, and God binds it there. And whatsoever we speak and loose here on earth, God, it registers in the heavenly realm, and it is loosed in heaven. Remember, Jesus Christ told his disciples, he said that you see these works, but guess what? What? Even the greater works than these shall you do. Talking about us, not just the disciples. He's talking about all of those that believe in Jesus Christ, those that have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Do you recognize the power that lies, God, that God has entrusted us with? For a time such as this, it's exam time, it's time for us to reassess and examine ourselves spiritually. So you see, after we examine our hearts and we examine and assess our eyes and ears and we assess our mouth and our tongue, then we also need to put on our mental health. We got to put focus and assess our mind and our thoughts. You know, the buzzword now, you hear many people talking about in the natural, great focus being on mental health. Well, it is essential that we assess our mind, that we assess the thoughts that are going on in our mind, because indeed, the enemy is waging great wars against the mind. Battlefield of the mind. It's true. The word tells us that whatsoever a man, a woman thinketh, so is he. Are you a victor? Are you thinking like a victor? Are you more than a conqueror, as God says? Are you thinking like more than a conqueror? Are you that overcomer? Are you thinking as one that overcomes? You see, the enemy, he will try to deceive you. He will try to cause you to believe that you are not who God created you to be. That's the greatest lie, because he knows if he can deceive you and try to get you to think that you're any less than what God has created for you to be, then you will never fulfill your greatest potential and the plan of God in your life. You've got to know who you are in the Lord. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Who you are. That's who we are. Children of the Most High God. Those that have been created in the very image of God. We've got to be able to grasp this in our minds so that we can, as we think and process these thoughts, we're thinking like one who has been created in the image of the Most High God. Therefore, it is essential that we guard our thoughts and that we line them up, our thoughts, even with the Word of God. that we think on those things, as the word of God says, that are true and are lovely and are of a good report. And then lastly, after we have assessed our heart and our eyes and ears, and we've assessed our tongue and our mouth, and we did an assessment over our mind and our thoughts, then we've got to look at how we walk. We've got to assess our gait, G-A-I-T, in this instance. How are we walking? Are we truly walking by faith in God? Are we truly running the race that God has set before us by faith? The beginning of this year is a great time for reassessment. We are spiritually, we need to reassess spiritually and reassess our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And then if you find you're in any ways falling short, God is not like man that he's going to despise you for that. But God is one who will let you know, yes, because my grace, hallelujah, my grace is sufficient. Oh, yes, it is. So all you have to do is delve into his word. Draw closer to him. He says, when you seek me, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. He says, if you draw closer to me, then I promise I will draw closer to you.
Yeah.
So, you see, he has the answer for any comeback in the negative. God can turn it around. Oh, he can turn it around. All you need to do is trust him. All we need to do is trust him by faith. You see, we must strive. We must strive. We must strive. Our goal must be, as I said at the onset of this message, our goal must be to provide the Holy Spirit, because we've been bought with a price. We're not our own. And as we've been bought with a price, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. So therefore, we must strive to provide the Holy Spirit a place to reside that is worthy of his presence. He's not going to dwell amid junk. For the word of God calls us to judge ourselves so that we will not be judged. And then truly we will long for that day as we assess ourselves. One day we're going to stand before our Heavenly Father and we all want to hear, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. A clarion call to assess yourself spiritually. Because, indeed, it is exam time. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for the woman of God, for Pastor Constance. Yes, it is exam time, Saint. It is exam time. Have you been taking notes, amen? Have you made a physical, spiritual assessment on the hour, amen, for 2024, praise God. It's an exam time. Amen. One more God, through the word of God, through Old Testament and New Testament, praise God. Amen. To self-examination, praise God. Self-examination on your heart, praise God. Self-examination on your eyes and ears, praise God. Self-examination on your mouth and your tongue. Amen. Praise God. Spiritually and physically, praise God. Self-examination on your mind and your thoughts. Amen. Praise God. And number five, self-examination on your spiritual gates. It's exam time, Saint. Are you taking an assessment of yourself on today? Praise God, praise God. That God may lead and guide, direct your path 2024. Amen.
Let's go ahead and open up the lines tonight. Praise God. We have a few minutes left. Do you feel that it is a time of assessing? Do you feel the importance of a need to spiritually assess ourselves? If you want to join in this topic of conversation,
amen,
and this message, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd like to hear from you. It's exam time. I'm sending out a clarion call to the Holy Spirit, praise God. Let's examine ourselves. Praise God. Mother Pat, hey, good evening, good evening. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, good evening. That is an awesome word. And,
praise
you know, it's
God.
So it is so relevant to us because sometimes, like, I'm going to give you a testimony. Like this afternoon, I like to look at the news. And the only reason why I like to look at the news going on in the world, in our region and everything, and it's like a list for praying. And
mm-hmm.
So this evening, it was doing this part for the these Oscars that's coming up, a red carpet thing. And when you say protecting your eye gate, I tell you, sometimes it could be very hard to protect your eye gate with what society or our culture is trying to push on you. And the first thing it was making emphasis on these lesbians kissing on
mm-hmm.
national TV. And look what that is doing. I don't know if the children is looking at, Mama, why is two women kissing? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
put it
yes.
so outward. And so
yes.
at that time, I had been reading a book about praying and applying the blood of Jesus on different things. I was going to share with that earlier with you all. And
yes.
what it was saying is, yes, we plead the blood. Yes, we cover with the blood. But now I'm learning a different thing about applying the blood. And so when I seen that, I prayed. And my prayer was, Father, in the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I apply the blood of Jesus against this lesbian spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I command it to dry up, die, dissipate by the power
mm-hmm.
of the blood of the Lamb of God. God
yes.
is calling us not to just lay down and accept
that's,
anything that we see in our
mm-hmm.
culture. Say to
right.
God, we got to pray like we never prayed before. God's going to take
yes.
care of his children.
Yes,
but his
he
children
is.
Better get off their fanny and get back on
yes.
that wall. And
yeah,
start
yeah.
interceding and using the God-given authority that he has
amen.
Given to us to use the blood of the Lamb of God. So
praise
that
God.
Was encouraging words. I don't want to
amen.
Sound like I'm preaching, but that's okay. I'm giving the word. All right.
All right.
Love y'all.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Mother Pat. Yes, yes, yes. God is calling us as Mother Pat has shared to be able to rise up for such a time as this. As God has given us everything that we need. He's given us everything that we need, spiritual weapons of warfare, revelation knowledge of his word. And he promised to even take us higher and higher in him. We've got everything that we need to be able to live in this realm of overlapping of heaven and earth, because the enemy is trying his very, very best to war against everything of God, including God's people, through the media, through video games, and it goes on and on and on and on. We've got to be able to, again, reassess, self-assess ourselves and equip ourselves to be ready and prepared. Praise God. Associate Pastor Manley, God bless you this evening. Go right ahead.
Amen. God bless.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Pastor Zoss. I lost the track of time of that wonderful sermon this evening. God bless you.
Praise God.
Is such a timely word, such a powerful word, and it just reminded me, you know, you have to watch everything that comes into your presence, everything that comes into your house, everything that comes into your eyes, everything that comes into your, you know, just everything around you. Watch what your children bring in, watch what you bring in, what's on the television. I mean, it's really, really bad, but we have the power of the Holy Spirit within us, and like the sister said, we have to use it. We can't just stand back and say, oh, that's terrible, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
We have to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We have to declare and decree that it has to cease and stop in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not have it under our roof and in our presence in the name of Jesus. Now, we may not can control everything that other people are doing, but we as Christians have to stand up in our own house, in our own bodies, in our own lives, and make a decree, say something, do something, declare something, and, you know, say, I'm not having that. Oh, no, that's not going on right here. I remember when my son was younger, and they would like to watch their movies and stuff, you know, some horror movies or something. And, you know, you can tell by the music that it's not godly, it's not holy.
Yes.
By the music. And I thought, you know, at first, oh, well, you know, it's just a movie. It's not real. It's not this. It's not that. But the Holy Spirit just kept checking me and saying, you just can't allow the devil to just get a foothold because
he's
doing everything in there. You have to stop it. And I said, you know, you're right. And I went and I said, you know what? This house belongs to God. This TV belongs to God. I belong to God.
Amen.
We belong to God. We not going to have any and everything up in here.
That's right.
Because
that's
we invite evil with it. People think it's just, it's just a little something, something. I just, you know, we just had a little laugh. You invite the enemy to come and rest and rule and abide with that. The Bible says you give the devil a foothold. He's waiting at the door. You can't even give him a foothold. You can't even let him put his big toe in there. Anything and everything that's not like God, we have to say, not today,
that's
devil.
Right. That's
no
right.
matter,
Amen.
Let the world laugh and say, oh, y'all just getting all out of hand. That's not nothing to get upset about. Put your foot down. Everything
Amen.
In your car, you know. Somebody want to play some kind of demonic music or sing a demonic song or don't let it happen.
No, Amen. Ma'am. That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Associate Pastor Manley.
Yeah.
The word of God tells us that a little leaven, leaven is the whole lump. There's some things that we are not even supposed to allow ourselves to be exposed to, not even entertain it at all. Because, see, if you do, as Associate Pastor Manley shared, no, you don't give the devil even a toehold. No, you don't. You've got, and we've got to be mindful, but the enemy is very, very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
He's very subtle. He'll try to come in, and you'll think that, oh, my goodness, this doesn't even, it's not very important. And then you'll look around, and that which was just a flicker will be a forest fire because you didn't fan it out and extinguish it when it was an ember. So we've got to be able to, yes, stand up. Everything and everyone else is coming out of the closet. What about us as Christians? What about us as children of the Most High God?
Mm-hmm.
Are we standing for the word and principles and precepts of God, even whether it's favorable or whether it's unfavorable?
Mm-hmm.
We must take a stand. Having done all to stand, the word of God says, stand ye therefore. Praise God. Is there another tonight before we get ready to close out?
In the out season, preach it.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Elder Matty Green.
Yes.
Come on, talk to us tonight. Elder Green, praise God.
Amen.
Good evening to you.
Amen.
Good evening, and I'd like to thank Pastor Constant for such a powerful word I was up here like I was in school. I was up here writing down all these notes, some of the notes I got and some of them I didn't. But I said, this is a timely word, not only for a clerical call for us as ministers, but like you said, for all believers.
Yes,
like different witness that said on the air, when we allow a little bit of something that feels uncomfortable or we don't agree with, if you allow it to come in, it will saturate your mind, like you said, your tongue and everything. And the next thing we know, people said we slipped up and said something. It's not a slip. It is when something gets infected, it will start to grow. And like you said, you have to clean it out. And you have to watch it to make sure it heals up properly. So everything that you said could be used for a conference call to all us as believers. So we like to thank God for such a word and a self-examination of us as believers, and to remember we got to stay on God 24/7. And when we slip a little bit, we got to go right back to God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to do a cleaning up our house. Like we clean up our house, try to make everything look spotless. We got to do the same thing in our lives. So God, please help us because we need it. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Constance.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder Matty Green, for those comments. And that is so, so very true. And as she was speaking, it reminded me of what the Word of God talks about. He says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, why would God say his people and in the same sentence say of their wicked ways? It's because, again, God knows that there are times that we allow ourselves to be exposed to the sinful wickedness of this world. And we can't turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to that. We've got to be able to stand and reassess and be able to be committed to the things of God. I'm bringing in my brother, Elder Hilton Britt. Praise God. Elder Hilton, Elder praise God for you tonight. Go right ahead.
Amen.
Elder Hilton, can you hear me?
Elder Britt. Okay, yes. Yes.
Yes.
We need words like this to exhort us to continue and to walk in righteousness and to continually evaluate and assess ourselves. Because even as you said, we live in the midst of a crooked and a perverse world constantly. Mm-hmm. And sin in this hour, it is so celebrated and given free course within the world that we live in, the idols of the people. And all it takes, even as you said earlier, a little bit of leaven, leaven's a whole lump of dough. And I just want to give think about David, King David, a man of God, a man who was after God's own heart and how God elevated him to the throne. And all it took, David failed. It took, when kings go out to battle, David stayed at home and he was up in his palace, walking in his palace in the cool of the evening, and he glanced and he saw Bathsheba, just a glance, while he was relaxing, and he just saw a glance of Bathsheba, and we know the rest of the story. David's sin entered his heart. David murdered Uriah the Hittite, her husband, and took her as his own, and sin filtered through his family. There was Tamar.
Yes.
That was Absalom. That was Amnon, his son, plus the child that was killed, or the child that the Lord took. But lives were affected. The kingdom was shaken.
just over a little bit of sin. The man of God, the man of God, the man after God's own heart. So even so it is with us. We must be easily entreated by the Holy Spirit and see sin as exceedingly sinful and have that hungering and thirsting after righteousness constantly and examine ourselves to see if there even be a little bit of leaven, because the eye gate, the ear gate, the mouth, and all of those, because we are walking daily in the midst of a wicked and a perverse generation. So we must, we must guard our hearts with all diligence in Jesus' name and have the reverential fear of the Lord constantly before our eyes and within our hearts and be easily entreated, walking humbly before the Lord. Amen.
That's
Thank you for this word. It's needed, and we as the people of God need it, because even in our churches, we see what's going on. Amen.
Come on. Praise God for you, my brother.
Amen.
Powerful. Yes. As Elder Hilton spoke about David, it doesn't take a split second. One look was all it took, a split second that opened the portal for sin in his life to come in. And then think about the fallout behind just that one look, the fallout of sin within his family throughout even generations because of that one sinful error. So, see, we've got to be mindful. We must, saints. Oh, yes, we must. We're living in this time, this season. The time is shorter. God is wrapping this thing up. Oh, yes, he is. Jesus Christ is soon to return again.
Amen.
And we must be prepared. We must be ready. We must be sanctified and set apart. We've got to be able to be that light and that salt in this world. We must be that light and that salt in this world. God is counting on us. God is counting on us. We are to be the extension of his hands. We are to be the extension of his heart. Oh, yes, we are. So praise God. We thank God again for those of you who have joined into the conversation tonight. Thank God again for those of you that are on the line. I pray that this word was a blessing and will resonate in your heart, your mind, your spirit. And if you are on this line tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, yes, this is a clarion call specifically for you. Don't let another minute pass. Now is your day of salvation. Now is your time of salvation. Romans 10:9-10 is but one scripture that makes it so plain. It says that if you but confess with your mouth upon the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. All you have to do is say, Lord God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, take over, take charge of my life for the rest of my life, and I promise that I will serve you. And if you pray, but that's the sincerity of your heart, we welcome you into the kingdom of God, into the body of Christ tonight. Praise God, your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. Well, we thank God again for each and every one of you tonight that has joined us. Praise God. We pray that you go forth, take this word, let it make a difference in your life and in your spirit to do that reassessment that the Holy Spirit called for tonight. And we give God all the praise. We give him all the glory. Have an awesome week in the Lord. To God and to God be all the glory. We love you and God bless. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for tuning in.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on. Hallelujah. We want of what you're going through. Our God is able to bring you out, no matter what it is. There's still a testimony coming.
Take it up, give praise.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands. Everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say,
he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide
me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
You made a way when our backs were